wanted to testify anyway. I'm glad Tim said that. You know, sometimes I think back where I came from. A little dirt road up in North Carolina hills called Funkintown Road. That's what we call it. Now they call it Funkintown Creek Road, I think. But, you know, we didn't have anything. We lived in a four-room house with five kids, my mother and my grandfather and grandmother. And we walked to church. We went to church. Doors were open. We went to church. That was our life, really, our social life, the only one we had. When I look at myself, I'm the same person I was right then. And I remember when I was 12, I went down to the altar and I got saved. But I don't think I ever prayed the prayer. I did that because my grandmother, all the women in the church would come to you and they'd cry. And when you're 12 years old, you're supposed to go to the altar. So I did. And I lived my life, and that song is my life. Twisted, ruins, out there looking for whatever. My daughter went to college. She got saved. She went to Georgia Baptist. She got saved. She grew up in Catholic Church. And I thought she was in a cult because that's all she talked about was church, Jesus. And I said, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to straighten this out. So I went down there. I went to a church service, and there was a guy preaching, and boy, he's bringing a house down, and they had an altar call, and there was 40-something people in there counting me, and every person except me went to the altar. I was the only one sitting out there. And the preacher came to me, and he said, don't you want to go to the altar? I said, no. He said, are you a Christian? I said, no. I wasn't about to tell a lie. I'm sitting, I knew I was sitting in something greater than I was. That's when conviction started. And I ran for about a year. And she kept trying to get me to go to her church, and I hated it. Because of that altar call, I couldn't stand it. And I just wanted to leave. That's all I wanted to do. So finally, she talked me into going to a Billy Graham thing in Georgia Dome. And we were sitting on top of that thing. And the Lord got a hold of me, and he said, you going to the floor? And I said, no, I'm not. It's 15 minutes down there. I went with Judy on one arm and Allison on the other. They led me. Out on the floor. I knelt down. I accepted the Lord. My whole life has changed. And there was people who didn't believe it. They still don't believe it. But I know.
Yeah.
I praise God this morning. They can take an old sinner, twisted life out there, just like that song was talking about. And he can turn that person around. And then it doesn't matter how old that person is. I was 51 years old. It doesn't matter how old that person is. He can use you. He can put you right there teaching Sunday school, or he can put you out there witnessing to somebody. He could even call you to preach. He can use you. He can put you up in the choir. It doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter if you don't have any talents. God will supply you with everything you need. And I praise God this morning, and I love him this morning. I want everybody to know that.
Amen. Amen.